last time we left off in Siman Gimel and Eretz HaTzvi, and we were discussing the idea of a Maisa Mitzvah versus a Kiyuma Mitzvah. Remember, we discussed Charoses, that Charoses, maybe the reason there's no bracha on Charoses is not that it's not a mitzvah. Maybe it is a mitzvah, but the mitzvah just doesn't have any maisa. There's a kiyuma mitzvah of having the charoses on the table. That's how we were medayik in the lashon of the Rambam. So Rav Shachter goes on to say that perhaps the idea that a birchas mitzvah is always on a maisa mitzvah and not on a kiyuma mitzvah can answer the Prima Gadim's famous kasha. Prima Gadim in Eshel Avram Simin Tav Pei Tes Sivkot New Gimel asks on the Bahag. The Bahag Shita by Sviras HaOmer, well-known Shita. If you forget one night of Svira, says the Bahag, you are not Yotzei the Mitzvah. You cannot continue to count the subsequent nights. There's no value whatsoever, the Bahag holds, in counting on the subsequent nights. Apparently, the different nights are Ma'akev Ze'ezeh, which the way we normally explain it means that counting all 49 nights is one big mitzvah. So if you're missing part of it, there's no value in continuing to do the rest of it because you're missing the mitzvah anyhow. So ask the Prima Gadim, if it's one big mitzvah, why do you say 49 brachos on it? Every night you're saying a separate bracha. How could you say 49 brachos on one mitzvah? What other mitzvah in the world has 49 brachos on it? Very, very strange. So says Rav Shachter, no, now we understand very well. Just like we said that a kiyuma mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah, like charoses, doesn't get a bracha, because a bracha is never on a kiyum, it's always on a maisa. What if you have 49 ma'ase mitzvah, but only one kiyum? Meaning when we say that it's one big mitzvah, it means, yeah, it's one kiyuma mitzvah. How many maisim are there? 49 separate ma'ase mitzvah. Every night, the sphere that you do is a maisa mitzvah. And since brachos are mesukon on maase mitzvah and not on kiyume mitzvah, so you're going to say a bracha each and every night of sphere. That's one way to answer the Prima Gadim's kasha. Another possible answer for the Prima Gadim's kasha is that the Bahag doesn't hold that sphere is one big mitzvah. And this became a very famous idea of the Rav. This is one of Rav Salvechik's very well-known ideas about Sfira Somer. He says, maybe the Bahag doesn't really hold that Sfira is one big mitzvah. Maybe in fact he holds there are 49 separate mitzvahs, and that's why there are 49 separate brachos. Why then does he say if you miss one night, you can't do the subsequent night? Let's say you miss night 4 of Sfira. So what? You're going to count night 5? When you do 1, 2, 3, 5, what's that, like a 2-year-old counting? That's not counting, that's just reciting. You know why 2-year-olds get it wrong? Because they don't understand the idea of the numbers representing something in a sequence. So they're just trying to memorize a list. It's like memorizing a list of anything else. So that and they forgot a few items on the list. But that's not the definition of counting. Counting by definition has to be numbers in sequence. If I just say 4, 7, 2, 9, 15, that's not counting at all. That's just a recitation of numbers. The Bahag's Shita is that, yes, Sfiras HaOmer is 49 separate mitzvahs, but the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Sfira. It's a mitzvah of counting. It's only called counting if the numbers are in sequence. So if you miss a day, you can't continue counting the next day because it's not a counting the next day. It's just a recitation of a random number. And Rav Salvechik says there are two major proofs to this idea. First proof is, say, for Achinuch HaMitzvah Shin Vav writes, that most Rishonim disagree with the Bahag and hold that if you forget one night, you can continue counting the other nights, and then the Sefer HaChinuch adds the following words, Im Kol Yisrael, Im with an ayin, together with the rest of the Jewish people. Oh, obviously, together with the rest of the Jewish people. What else might that mean? Why, of course, you're counting together with the rest of the Jewish people. Why does he add that phrase, together with the rest of the Jewish people? Says Rav Salvechik, what the Sefer HaChinuch is doing is addressing the Bahag's concern. He knows that the Bahag is concerned that if you miss the night, then you're not counting anymore, you're just reciting random numbers. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, no, the rest of the Jewish people did count that night. And because the rest of the Jewish people counted that night, that keeps the sequence going. Even though you didn't participate, it keeps the sequence going. So you can count the next night, and it will still be considered in sequence. It would turn out, according to this, that if all of Klal Yisrael missed the night of Svira, that even those who are cholik on the Bahag would say that you can't continue counting the rest of the night, right? The Sefer HaChinuch would agree that you can't continue counting the rest of the night. But that's one raya to this yisod, that the Bahag is really all about keeping the sequence, not about whether it's one mitzvah or several mitzvahs. The other raya is that what the Bir Halacha writes in Siman Tav Pei Tes, in Dibra Maskul Sofer B'Shar Yamim, where he quotes a Tshuvas HaGaonim, that if somebody forgot to count one night, so the Tshuvas HaGaonim says, you can count the next night, but here's how you do it. If you forgot to count night four of Sfira, you know what you do? You say, last night was night four, and tonight is night five. Oh, what value is that? Last night was night four? Well, can I, if I forgot to eat matzah on the night of the Seder? Oh, last night was matzah night. Well, what does that help? It's too late. The Zman is over. He can't. Last night was night four? Why would that help for my counting? But says Rav Shachter, says Rav Salvechik, really, that he understands very well if you assume this yesod, that of course there are 49 separate mitzvahs. And last night's mitzvah doesn't affect tonight's mitzvah. Of course, I missed last night. That mitzvah, I'm not getting back. You know what I'm accomplishing when I say last night was night four? I'm keeping the sequence. And it's all about just keeping everything in sequence. Otherwise, my counting tonight's not a counting. It's just a recitation of a random number. The only way to make it a counting is by keeping the sequence. How do I keep the sequence? That's the Chiddush of the Gaonim. It's enough to say, to acknowledge tonight, what last night's number was and would have been, that's enough to keep the sequence. Now, this has several nafkaminas la'alacha. One nafkamina la'alacha, if you understand this way, is the Minchas Chinuch, the Avnei Nezer, all the Gedolei Achronim discuss what happens if a boy becomes a bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer. Can he count with the bracha after he becomes a bar mitzvah? Right? Because all the counting that he did before he was a bar mitzvah, he was not a bar chiyuva, wasn't a mitzvah at all from a Daraisa perspective. So can he continue to count with a bracha? So the typical understanding is, oh, if it's all one big mitzvah, then no, because he missed out. But if it's each night, it's a separate mitzvah, then yes. But maybe if you say, like this understanding of the Bahag, he certainly can, because what he does as a katan may not be considered a mitzvah per se, but it's enough to keep the sequence going. And all you need, the Bahag doesn't hold that it's one big mitzvah. The Bahag agrees that it's separate mitzvahs, but you need to make sure that you have the whole sequence. And you do have the sequence, because counting as a katan may be enough to be considered keeping it in sequence. Furthermore, another nafkamin, the Rebbe discusses what an onen should do during Sfira. If, let's say, a person is an onen, he's put from mitzvahs, also from doing mitzvahs, during Sfiras HaOmer. So what does he do? If he misses that night, how can he count the next night? So is there any value in him counting? Maybe, according to this Bahag, yes, without a bracha. Let him just say the number so that he'll keep the sequence alive. And maybe that's the svara. Rav Shachter doesn't mention this in this piece, but others mention it b'shem Rav Salvechik. Maybe that's the svara of counting during the day if you miss the night of Sfira. You know, we typically explain that the reason we count during the day, if we miss the night of Sfira, is because some Rishonim assume that you could be Yotzei the mitzvah even during the day. But maybe the Bahag would say that, no, you cannot be Yotzei the mitzvah during the day. You missed the mitzvah if you didn't count at night. But you know what you can do during the day? What can you do during the day? You can keep the sequence alive during the day. And that's what it's really all about, according to the Bahag. So that is the Chiddush of the Bahag when it relates to, that is the Chiddush of Rav Salvechik in his understanding of the Bahag when it relates to Sfiras HaOmer. There is also, on a new topic, a machlokas rishonim, whether birchas ha-shofar, what the bracha is when one blows shofar. Is it lishmoa b'kol shofar, or is it al tekiyas shofar? So typically, how do you explain that machlokas about the nusach ha-bracha? How do people explain that machlokas? What is the mitzvah of shofar? Is it a mitzvah of to hear it, good, or is it a mitzvah of blowing it, of tekiyah? The Rambam in Hilchos Shofar says that on Rosh Hashanah we have a mitzvah sasei shel Torah lishmoa truas ha-shofar. In Shemitah v'Yovel, 10th paragraph of Shemitah v'Yovel, where the Rambam talks about blowing the shofar of the Yovel year, he says the mitzvah is litkoa b'shofar ba'asiri l'tishrei b'shnas ha-yovel. He has a similar distinction in Sefer Mitzvos when he describes those two mitzvahs. Shofar in Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah lishmoa, and Yovel it's a mitzvah litkoa. The Rambam in his Tshuvos in Pe'er Adar, the Rambam writes that we're yotze the mitzvah of shofar through shomea ka'ona. That the reason I'm yotze when I hear a shofar is because of shomea ka'ona. What's the notion of shomea ka'ona? Where else do we use shomea ka'ona? By kiddush, let's say, right? I have to say kiddush. So why don't I say kiddush? Because listening is like saying. So shomea ka'ona by shofar makes it sound like what? That really I have a mitzvah to blow the shofar. But shomea ka'ona, a mechanism of shomea ka'ona, oh, if I hear it, it's ki'ilu. I blew the shofar myself. That's how the Rambam has such a lashon in the Tshuvos Be'er Adar, that it's shomea ka'ona. But that would be strange, because if you put all that together, it would seem that we cannot be yotzi shofar shel yovel by hearing it. Because the idea of shofar shel yovel, we said, is a mitzvah saseh litka b'shofar. That's where shomea ka'ona would apply. I'm saying it backwards. Shagazariah writes in Siman Vav, if the mitzvah is l'shmoa, why do I need shomea ka'ona? Right? Why is shomea ka'ona even necessary? I'm going out of order here. Shagazariah says as follows: if the mitzvah is l'shmoa, why does the Mishnah Rashana Daflam Bey say that we're not yotzei when we hear the blowing of a misasek, someone who mindlessly creates a kol shofar? And why would the Mishnah Daf Chavtes say that a Cheir Shot of a Katan can't be Motzias in Shofar? After all, the mitzvah is L'shmoa, so I'm hearing it. So Shagasari believes that that's an indication that the Tkiya has to be part of the mitzvah. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense that I'm not Yotze when a Cheir Shot of a Katan blows for me. I'm being Shomea, so what's the problem? So if Shachter says, no, maybe the entire mitzvah is really Shmia, but you still need to hear an actual Kol Tkiya. A kol tekiya, meaning, yeah, there's a mitzvah to be shomea, but to be shomea, what? What do you need to hear? You need to hear something that's halachically defined as a kol tekiya. What's halachically defined as a kol tekiya? A kol that's created by a bar chiyuva. So that could be. However, he also suggests the following. The Gemara at the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah clearly assumes that we're only yotzei the mitzvah of shofar through shomea ka'ona. So as we started to say before, that's a clear indication that the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of shmia. Why? If it were a mitzvah of shmia, I don't need shomea ka'ona. Why not? If the mitzvah is shmia, come on, wake up, guys. If the mitzvah is shmia, I don't need shomea ka'ona. Why not? I heard it. That's the mitzvah. Shomea ka'ona means, oh, my mitzvah is to say it, so when I'm shomea, it's like I said it. But I don't need like I said it. I was shomea. That's all I need to do. So if the mitzvah is shmia, it doesn't make any sense that you need to even mention shomea ka'ona. All you would need is just being shomea. But on the flip side, so that leads you to say, oh, so it must be a mitzvah of tzkiyah. But on the flip side, we can't say that the mitzvah is just a mitzvah of tzkiyah either, because the Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin says that if you're tokea l'toch habor, let's say you blow shofar and you put earplugs in, and you don't hear the kol shofar. Are you yotzei? Says the Mishnah, no. You're tokel l'toch habor, and you don't hear the kol shofar, you only hear the kol avara, you only hear the echo, not yotzei. Well, wait a second. If the mitzvah were a mitzvah of tkiya, then why does it matter whether I heard it or not? I actually blew it. I actually did it. Why would it matter that I didn't hear it? So on the one hand, you have the fact that we employ shomea ka'ona seems to indicate that the mitzvah is tkiya. The fact that if I hear the echo and I blew the shofar myself, I'm not yotzei, implies that the mitzvah is shmia. So what do we do with that conflict? So Rav Shechter explains as follows. Most mitzvos, and this is a yesod in Lamdas, most mitzvos have a kiyum mitzvah and a maisa mitzvah that are one in the same. Tefillin. What's the maisa mitzvah of tefillin? You put the tefillin on. And as soon as you do that, you automatically, right there on the spot, you have kiyum mitzvah. Matzah. What's the ma'aseh mitzvah? Achila. As soon as you eat it simultaneously, you have kiyum mitzvah. Right there on the spot. Most mitzvos, they're inseparable. You pick up your lulav, that's your ma'aseh. Kiyum mitzvah, right there. However, sometimes we can have a Maisa mitzvah and a Kiyuma mitzvah that are not perfectly aligned. How so? Simchas Yom Tov, let's say, involves a Maisa mitzvah. What's the Maisa mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? Good. Eating meat, drinking wine, saying Hallel. What's the Kiyum mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? Feeling a sense of Simcha. Yeah, the eating meat may get me there, but if I'm grumpy and I'm eating meat and drinking wine and angry about it the entire time, then I'm not mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. I did the Maisa mitzvah, but I don't have a Kiyum mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. He points out in the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah, Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim don't have Hallel because they're Yemei Tshuva V'Yira V'Fachad V'Lo Yemei Simcha Yisera. These are not days of Simcha Yisera. So he says, he seems to be saying that on the Shalosh Regalim there's a Chi of Simcha with a specific formula of how to fulfill the Chi of Simcha. We have the Shalmei Simcha, we have a special Karbanos for Simcha. On Yom Narayim there is a Chi of Simcha, but there's no specific Maisa mitzvah of Simcha. There's a Kiyum mitzvah of Simcha, but there's no specific formula of how to do that mitzvah of Simcha. And that's what the Rambam means when he says these are not days of Simcha Yisera. The idea that there's a Kiyum Shebelev of Simcha is the very reason that we paskin, based on Gemara Ma'akat and Daf Yates and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, break the Avelus. Because you may Simcha and you may Avel are a tarti disaster. If a person's an avel, you can't also be besimcha, because those are two opposite kiyum shebelev. You have to feel avelus, to feel simcha simultaneously, it doesn't work. On Shabbos, where there's no mitzvah simcha, there are things that you do on Shabbos that you can't, you know, and things that you do as an avel that conflict with each other, but the kiyum doesn't conflict. There's no mitzvah simcha of kiyum simcha on Shabbos. And that's why Shabbos doesn't break the Avelus. You just can't continue practicing the Nehuge Avelus on Shabbos. Another example where a Maisa and a Kiyum are separated is Avelus. Because, well, what does Avelus involve? What does one do for Avelus? Don't wear leather shoes, sit on the floor, all these things. Is that the Kiyum of Avelus? What's the Kiyum of Avelus? It's a Kiyum Shebelev. It's feeling a sense of Avelus. The truth is, Rav Soloveitchik himself pointed out, this is l'chora against the sugi of Brachos Daf Tzayin and Beis, where it refers to the sense of avelus that one feels as a tir de derashus. The Gemara over there says that, you know, if a chassan is nervous on the first night about the bias mitzvah, so that's a tir de mitzvah. But if he's an avel and that's why he's distracted, that's a tir de derashus, because who told him to be distracted? You know, you just have to sit on the floor. No one told you to actually feel anything. So that's a little bit strange. That doesn't... Pashtus of Avelus is that there is a Kiyum Shebelev to feel Avelus. So says Rav Shecht, and now it all comes together. What was our problem? We had a problem with Shofar. How could, on the one hand, you say that Shofar only works with Shomea Ka'ona, which implies that the real mitzvah is a mitzvah of Tikiya. Yet we said, when I myself am Tokeya, if I didn't hear the call of Shofar, I'm not Yotze, which implies that the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Shmia. Says Rav Shachter, maybe Shofar involves a separate Maisa and Kiyuma mitzvah. The Maisa mitzvah is a Maisa of Tekiya. The Kiyuma mitzvah is a Kiyum of Shmia. And that's why Tokeh L'toch HaBor, and you only hear the echo, you're not Yotze. But you still need Shomea Ka'ona in order to be Yotze, because you need both a Maisa and the Kiyum to be Yotze. And he says, maybe that's what the Machlokas Rishonim is really about when it comes to the Bracha of Shofar. Is it Lishmoa? Is it Al Tkia Shofar? So we explained, they're arguing what's the nature of the mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah Tkia? Is it a mitzvah Shmia? Says Rav Shechter, maybe not. Maybe that's not what they're arguing about. What are they arguing about? When you have a Maisa mitzvah of Tkia and a Kiyuma mitzvah of Shmia, how should you formulate the Bracha? Should you formulate the Bracha after the Maisa mitzvah? Or should you formulate the bracha after the kiyuma mitzvah? On the one hand, the Bahag and the Shulchan Aruch and Simtav Kuf Pehe Paskin, the bracha is lishmoa. Why? Because that reflects the actual kiyuma mitzvah. On the other end, Rabbeinu Tam would say, no, it should be litkoa. Why litkoa? Because birchas hamitzvah are always on the ma'isa mitzvah. So the nusach of the birchas hamitzvah should also reflect the ma'isa mitzvah, not the kiyum mitzvah. What's the Baha'i going to say to that? The Baha'i would say, yeah, I acknowledge that birchas hamitzvah are always on the ma'isa mitzvah. You always say the bracha right before you do the ma'isa mitzvah, but that doesn't mean the text of the bracha has to reflect the ma'isa mitzvah. The text of the bracha maybe should still reflect the kiyum mitzvah. Why? Because the text is telling me what the mitzvah is all about. So when I actually say the bracha, it's right before I do the ma'isa. But the text maybe should indicate the kiyum rather than the ma'isa. So that's Rav Soloveitchik's very mechudishtik understanding of this issue of lishmoa versus litkoa is really about an understanding of how kiyum mitzvah and ma'isa mitzvah typically work hand in hand, they typically work together, but every once in a while you have a case where a kiyum mitzvah and a ma'isa mitzvah are separated from each other. Okay.